Hello, I'm Barbara Helen Berger. Now is the time of the winter solstice, 2005. We mark the time of year when the balance is poised to shift, and dark will soon give way again to light. I am a writer. And in honor of the season, I'd like to share with you a little story, a vignette from a work called Vigil. It's a work in progress, written from my own experience of standing with women in black. As you may know, women in black are seen holding weekly vigils all over the world. We stand mostly in silence, always for peace. Here, on Bainbridge Island, we stand on the corner of Winslow Way and Highway 305, every Friday, while the big commuter ferry boats unload. Any woman is welcome to join us for a few minutes or the whole time from 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. The experience can be especially meaningful this time of year. Here is what I wrote after standing there last year on Friday, December 24th. May it convey my heart's wishes to you and yours. ...2004, Christmas Eve. Our vigil happened to fall on the same Friday. I caught the glint of ribbon on packages in the back seat of a car. The occasional dog rode along, alert and happy. Hands lifted our way. Headlights blinked good wishes. A snow-white car swept through the intersection, a voice calling out, "Thank you!" It was good to be standing at this time. We stood for the same peace proclaimed in the angel's message, in countless carols and cards. The great wish that eludes us, and yet is born like a baby, over and over again. I recalled a custom in the church, when people turn to each other in the pews and say, "Peace be with you, and also with you." Now I found the same words flowing in a silent stream from my heart, out to the drivers of the late mail trucks, to people in cars and those on foot, the terrier trotting along on a leash, the lone goose that flew overhead. Peace be with you, and also with you, with us all, and beyond, far away. I have never been to the Holy Land, but I learned once that Bethlehem means house of bread. This year, I saw a story that offered a crumb of hope. This year, the article said, the barriers around the town of Bethlehem were opening up. The Israelis were allowing people to enter. Inside the old church of the Nativity, a Palestinian mother was holding her child, glowing in the light from many candles. The child in the photo held one of the wax tapers, brightly lit. Hers was the face of how it should be, how it could be, how it is. For a timeless moment, at least, in the mystery of this world. Lost in my thoughts, I did not hear the two women approach the row of us standing there on the corner. Not till one of them was before me did I even know she was there. She reached for my right hand and said, "Wishing you peace." Then she moved to the woman beside me and did the same. Her friend followed, also taking my hand, "Wishing you peace." Thus they came to us one by one along the row with great dignity and warmth. I do not know who the women were or where they were from, with their dark eyes and soft, accented voices. They might have come from India, or one of the Arab lands, even Iraq. They were not veiled, but wore jeans and jackets. Each carried a small shopping bag. After they had greeted every one of us in turn, they simply continued on their way over the crosswalk and up the street without looking back. The words of peace lingered. Our own wishes had circled out into the world and come back to meet us. On this vigil of Christmas Eve, two angels looked into our eyes and shook our hands.